USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Thursday, during a rare public remarks at the University of Notre Dame, warned against politicizing the Supreme Court. Mr. Thomas, the court's longest-serving member, said that the justices do not rule based on personal preferences and that the politicians should not allow others to manipulate our institutions when we don't get the outcome that we like. End quote. The largest GOP caucus in Congress is demanding the Biden administration turn over documents on its humanitarian aid to the Taliban, arguing that the payments to the group while U.S. citizens remain in Afghanistan amount to ransom. The Biden administration left Americans behind during the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Protesters gathered Thursday at the Florida home of Brian Laundrie, who has retained a lawyer and refused to cooperate with authorities after Gabby Petito disappeared on the couple's cross-country road trip late last month. She's missing. He's hiding. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Most Americans realize inflation is costing us more. Everything we need, from toilet paper to gasoline, is hurting those with lower incomes the most. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The subject at the White House on Thursday afternoon was the U.S. economy, and President Biden says he's got some ideas for how to make it work more for everyone.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone, including working people and middle class folks.
Biden also urging final passage by Congress of a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He insisted all the plans in it are paid for. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat from New York, was hit Thursday with another ethics complaint over her attendance at the Met Gala, a watchdog group claiming she violated House rules by accepting roughly $60,000 worth of tickets with a table cost of $200,000. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An estimated 11,000 illegal immigrants were drone videotaped at the Del Rio, Texas entry point at the border Thursday. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration, under the Biden administration, wants journalists to stop reporting the facts on what's happening at the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border. The FAA statement, quote, "The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restrictions due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border," end quote. The FAA failed to mention who at the Border Patrol made the request. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News is astonished how far the Biden administration will go to cover up the crisis that continues at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The drone footage started this morning, and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed. That bridge is behind me, and I just finished going again with my cell phone, taking videos of what's happening there. It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
Media outlets that requested drone flight permission and clarification from the Federal Aviation Administration have gone unanswered at this time. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.